I just finished reading Fire and Blood, The Written Lineage of the Targaryen Family, in George R.R. Martin's fictional universe of Westeros, where you're probably familiar with the Song of Ice and Fire series, the Game of Thrones TV adaptation, House of the Dragon. To be quite honest, I expected to not like this book that much going into it. I expected it to be dry read, very boring, because I knew going into it that it is written and presented as if it is essentially a fake history textbook, a fictional detailed description of a family tree set in a fictional universe. Every single book in the Song of Ice and Fire series, this book is very different from all of those. I cannot stress that enough. Not necessarily in a worse way, but again, just a different one. The narration is extremely thorough. It is very objective most of the time, and consequently, it is not really character driven, but rather focuses on the chronology of events, the ups and downs of this family lineage. So I was very surprised when, for over 700 pages of this book, found myself given over to this universe that I have loved for so long now. But that certainly doesn't negate the fact that this book is written as if it is a historical chronicle. Instead of getting multiple first-person or third-person viewpoints, you just get the perspective of the Archmaester documenting this history, making his way through the family's lineage. And it all starts with the original Aegon I's conquering and ascension to the throne and works its way 140 years through Aegon III. And in between, it visits events, characters, people that you're probably familiar with if you have watched House of the Dragon on HBO, for instance. Fire and Blood is not concerned with the intimate thoughts of the characters we've gotten to know in other books by Martin. It is all about the grand sweep of history, which doesn't mean you don't get snapshots of different moments in time. The book does take its time with certain characters, certain battles, certain events, but the scope is historically broader than the other books, considering the amount of ground it covers in that almost century and a half. And again, this may not be the most positive pitch to you in the moment, but in my head, it is, because I really enjoyed it. I love expanding on the lore of these different houses and families, landmarks, areas in Westeros. So this was a book that felt like it was made for me or somebody who is just generally a really big fan of the Westeros universe. If you are someone who is hungry for more context that leads up to the Song of Ice and Fire series, wants to dive deeper than the HBO show House of the Dragon does, then I think this is great, because in all reality, the characters in House of the Dragon, Rhaenyra, Prince Daemon, they only take up about a quarter of this book, from about the halfway point to the three quarters point. So you get a lot more than just them in here, and you sort of understand where they come from and also the legacy that they leave. All that said, it makes sense why they chose that 25% of this book to feature in the series, no doubt the most interesting part of the Targaryen timeline. I wouldn't necessarily recommend Fire and Blood to every single Song of Ice and Fire series fan. If you're like me and you love this universe, you constantly want more of it, give it a try.